Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we continue to feature songs taken from the smash Broadway play, Motown the Musical. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, the Supremes, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Mary Wells, the Temptations, Rare Earth, Barrett Strong, Jackie Wilson, and Rick James. All coming up the next half hour as we kick it off with the Jackson 5 and ABC right here on Motown.
One day you're up,
one day you're up.
We Hometown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Glass Night and the Pips, I heard through the grapevine. Before that, the Supremes with The Happening. And we started with the Jackson 5 ABC. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we continue to feature some great songs taken from the smash Broadway play Motown the Musical. Well, Motown the Musical, there were 50 Motown songs that were part of the play. You either heard the song all or in part. During this hour, we're only playing a fraction of some of those great songs in the play. Well, a little bit about Berry Gordy Jr. now. He was born November 28, 1929, and of course he was an American producer, songwriter, but best known as the founder of Motown Records. Berry was the seventh of eight children, born to a middle-class family of Berry Gordy Sr. and Bertha Fuller Gordy. They had relocated to Detroit from Sandersville, Georgia in 1922. Berry Gordy Sr. was lured to Detroit by the many job opportunities for black people offered by the booming automobile business in 1922. Berry Gordy Jr.'s older siblings were all prominent black citizens of Detroit, but Berry, however, dropped out of high school in the 11th grade to become a professional boxer in hopes of becoming rich quick, a career he followed until 1950, when he was drafted by the United States Army for the Korean War. Let's continue now with songs from Motown Musical. Another smash hit, number one in Mary Wells' most famous song, My Guy, right here on Motown.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy. Together, I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart. Oh my God.
That face doesn't belong to me.
I Know I'm Losing You, and before that, The Temptations with My Guy, and we started with Mary Wells' companion song, My Girl. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring some great songs from the smash Broadway play, Motown the Musical. Well, coming up, we'll hear from a very early song, and a one-hit wonder, really, by Barrett Strong, Money, That's What I Want. But a little more about Berry Gordy now. After his return from Korea in 1953, he developed his interest in music by writing songs and opening the 3D Record Mart, which was a record store featuring jazz music. The store was unsuccessful, and Barry found work at the Lincoln Mercury plant in Detroit, but his family connections put him in touch with the owner of the Flame Show Bar Talent Club, where he met singer Jackie Wilson. In 1957, Jackie Wilson recorded a song called Repetit, a song that Barry had co-written with his sister Gwen and writer-producer Billy Davis. It became a modest hit, but had more success internationally, especially in the UK, where it reached the top 10 and later even topped the chart on reissue in 1986. Well, Barry invested his profits from his songwriting success into producing. In 1957, he discovered the Miracles and began building a portfolio of successful artists. In 1959, Barry borrowed $800 from his family to create the Rhythm Blues record label called Tamla Records, which was a subsidiary of Motown. And on January 21, 1959, the very first record, Come to Me by Marv Johnson, was issued. Well, here are more songs from Motown the Musical. Money, That's What I Want, Barrett Strong, right here on Motown.
Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow. Say you will. George Moss. Come on, come on. Just say you will, say you will.
Before that, Jackie Wilson with Lonely Teardrops. Not released on the Motown record label, but that song was co-written by Berry Gordy, and some of the profits from that record went into founding Motown Records. And we started with Barrett Strong, Money That's What I Want. This hour, we featured some great Motown artists and songs that were featured in the great Broadway smash hit, Motown the Musical. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.